Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, over the last months or so, I've used a term I believe to be strange to your hearing because of little teaching on this critical truth, and that term is out from God. So I would like to start a new teaching today called All Things Are Out from God, and lay a foundation in your heart so that the Holy Spirit can take it from there. Now listen closely. All foundational truths must be supported by the Word of God. If not, then it may be a good idea, or it may be good sound doctrine in position there, or even a good saying, but if not clearly supported by Scripture, then it is not a foundational truth of God. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, therefore, if the most important word in the Bible, if any man be in Christ, wow, that's the definition of Christianity. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away, or in the Greek it says, all things are passed over. Behold, all things are become new. Wow. In this passage, we find a description of what Christianity is, or what it constitutes to be a Christian. My friend, a Christian is not someone who is powerful, anointed, and blessed. Oh, no. A Christian is not someone who can preach and teach well. Oh, no. A Christian is not someone who is blessed and highly favored of the Lord, or has a big car, a big house, a big church, or even a big ministry. Oh, no. A Christian is someone who is in Christ. Let me say that again. A Christian is someone who is in Christ. Being in Christ is the only descriptor of one being a Christian. And if you add anything to this in any way, then you are religious and lost and probably deceived to what Paul was teaching the church at Corinth. In Colossians 1:27, Paul reiterates what Christianity is, and that is Christ in you, hope of glory. Wow. Christ in us, or us in Christ. This is Christianity and a Christian, and it is our choice if we are in Christ. We are a new creature. Well, I like that. If we are in Christ, we are a new creature. I would think most in Christendom would disagree with me on my definition of Christianity, but then again, most in the church would add to Christ. But no, my friend, there is nothing we can add to Christ to make us more a Christian. So, how is Christ in us then? How are we in Christ? Well, Paul writes, now open up your spirit here, my friend. He that is joined to the Lord, and that will be Jesus, is one spirit within him. Wow, 1 Corinthians 6:17. Did you get that, my friend? We must be joined to Christ as one spirit to be a Christian. Let me say that again. We must be joined to Christ as one spirit to be a Christian. Now, I really hope you got that. For if you do not understand this thought, then you're probably not a Christian. Even if you go to church and you pay your tithes, you sing in the choir, you love your pastor, you do all of these things and more, but doing all of these things do not make you a Christian. True salvation, true conversion takes place when the Lord, that will be Jesus, joins us to himself. He, Jesus, makes us one spirit with him. Paul elsewhere describes this joining as being baptized into Christ. And you can see that in Romans 6:3-5. Not baptized in the Holy Spirit as some Pentecostal denominations teach. Oh no. But when we are baptized into Christ, we are planted, we are buried into his death, and thus we can experience his resurrection life. Wow. Christ is in us through the joining of our human spirit to him through his spirit. As we can see, because a Christian or being saved is far more than what, you know, most Bible teachers and preachers like to present. Maybe that is why there are countless millions of people who have walked the aisle and repeated the sinner's prayer, which is nowhere in the Bible, and think that they are saved and a Christian, but have no awareness of what must take place to be saved. My friend, to be saved, we must have an awareness of what sin has done in our lives. To just repeat words or without any understanding of what our ungodly behavior has wrought in us, and without a knowledge of the process that God has devised to change us, only makes the mockery of Christ on the cross a waste, and makes us into looking quite foolish. Amen. It is essentially to understand this joining. We are not, repeat, not generally given a thing called salvation because of Christ. Oh no. We are given all things, notice, all things in Christ. We are joined to Christ Himself, in whom there is all life. Much difficulty in the Christian life arises from trying to get things from God instead of receiving and living out from the Christ in whom are all things. Wow. In Colossians 2 and 3, Paul writes, in whom, that is Jesus, are hid, we have to discover them, my friend, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wow. Wow. The Bible says all, and it means all. All means all. Not some or a few, but all of the wisdom and knowledge in the universe. All of the wisdom and knowledge in eternity. And all of the wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God. God has wrapped up all things in His Son. And He has freely given us all things in Him. And now remember, they are hid in Christ. God has hid all wisdom and all knowledge in Christ, and we must discover them as we live out our life. We see that in Romans 8:32, when Paul writes, He that would be God, that spared not His Son, that would be Jesus, but delivered Him, Jesus, up for us all, how shall He, God, not with Him also freely give us all things? Wow. Thus there is nothing that God has for us except it be found in His Son Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. There is nothing that God has for us except that it is not first found in His Son Jesus Christ. We cannot receive the things of God except we first receive Christ, in whom are all things. The fact that God is sometimes merciful to bless people aside of what is in Christ does not diminish the overall truth. Now, what this ought to tell us is that if we are joined to the Lord, we have all that is in Christ. Let me say that again. If we are joined to the Lord, we have in Christ all that God has for us. Indeed, all that God is to us. Amen? The goal of that is, that point is not to receive more from God or other things. Oh no. It is not to obtain another experience or another blessing. Oh no. The purpose and the goal of once we are saved is that Christ be formed in us. Wow. The purpose and the goal, once we are saved, once we are joined to Christ, that Christ then would be formed in us. Again, Paul helps us in Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I am travail in birth. Again, until Christ be formed in you. Thus is the goal. Christ being formed in us. Wow. So that we can be formed together. Christ in us, and us in Christ with Him. So that we can be formed. We can be formed to have Christ to be formed in us. Wow. More next week on this topic, all things out from God. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that these teachings are sinking in and you're getting it. If it is, you know, reach out to us on our email and let us know. And if you want to get another copy or copies of anything that I've taught, feel free to reach out and contact us at charliegolf1@outlook.com. All right. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.